This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Price of Bitcoin, Johnny Ray, when we started the show an hour ago, was around, what, $9,300, I think. It's now at $9,580.
Ian, the price of Bitcoin is the least interesting part of Bitcoin.
I don't know, man.
Andreas Antonopoulos.
Is that right?
That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the Bitcoin is special because it's decentralized. The Bitcoin is special because it was the first decentralized cryptocurrency. It's secure. It's not controlled by any one person or entity, although there is a strong argument that one corporation has managed to throw enough money around to basically buy up the Bitcoin core development team. There's, I think, a very strong argument for that. But ultimately, the technology behind Bitcoin originally was what was revolutionary about it. That's why the price is what it is, because it's worth it. It's an amazing, secure way of sending money all around the globe. Or at least it used to be amazing. Now it's not as impressive because the fees are higher than they've ever been within the last few months. The fees used to be free to maybe 2 cents at the most to send a Bitcoin transaction of any amount. And now it's not uncommon to see fees of on a typical kind of median level transaction to be $5-6. In fact, a couple weeks ago, it was as high as like $10 to send a Bitcoin transaction. So the price continues to go up despite the fact that Bitcoin is less useful because of the fee situation. But again, hitting record highs, and that's what gets people's attention. As much as we might like, decentralized currency isn't as hot of a news item as $9,500 Bitcoin, mm-hmm. Record high. You want to get somebody's attention, you show them the chart of the Bitcoin price over the last year showing it going up over 1,000% in 1 year. That's going to get some attention. That's going to get people talking. And then they can learn about it being decentralized. Then they can learn about why that matters and why it's important to get money out of the hands of the bankers and the governments of the world and put the power of money. Because, you know, he who controls the money, was it Baron Rothschild or something like that, who's said something, you know, I care not who makes the laws so long as I'm in control of the money.
I don't know who said that.
I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like that.
Yeah, the dream is that Bitcoin can cut off the central banks at the knees, and central banking and government control of money is what allows them to do things that are unprofitable.
Like go to war.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is why I'm a huge supporter, as a peace advocate, as a minister of peace in the Shire Free Church. It's why helping people get Bitcoin is one of my primary missions, because the more people can put money, take their dollars or whatever fiat currency they have from a government and convert that into cryptocurrency. As soon as they get out of dollars and into cryptocurrency, then their finances are in their own hands. Because if you've got dollars that you're holding on to, and the government prints more dollars into existence, then they've just devalued the amount, the value of the dollars that you had, that you were holding. That's inflation, where the government inflates the money supply. But the government can't inflate Bitcoin. They can't arbitrarily decide to print a bunch of Bitcoin out and go to war with it, which they can do with their money system. So the more money that goes into cryptocurrency, whether it be Bitcoin or Dash or Monero or, you know, various different competitors to Bitcoin, I don't care which one it goes into, mm-hmm. as long as it's a cryptocurrency that allows you to hold your private keys, as long as it's one that allows you to be in charge of your own finances, that is a transfer of power unlike we have ever seen in our lifetimes and in our grandparents' and their parents' lifetimes. The shift to cryptocurrency is so evolutionary, it's really hard to get a grasp on how important of an idea it is. And I admit, I didn't see it. when we first heard about it here, I was like, well, what's it backed by?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was of a gold and silver kind of mindset, and I didn't really understand or see the value in Bitcoin. Luckily, Roger Ver did, and he went out and bought a whole bunch of them. I think he spent like 50 grand back when they were, you know, less than a dollar or something like that. And now he's doing very, very well, considering one Bitcoin is now pushing $9,600 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to be alive now, not just because of Bitcoin, but I think arguably our generation and the world we live in at this time is the most interesting part of history that is ever going to be.
Oh, come on. Of course, history is always going to have interesting things as we go through it.
Yeah, but looked at from a Kurzweilian perspective.
Okay.
Ray Kurzweil, the singularity
the
is near. Yeah, the futurist. If you imagine human progress plotted on a Cartesian plane, you know, an XY axis.
Okay.
I'm doing this for your benefit.
I know what an XY axis is. Yes.
We're right down there in the knee or the elbow or whatever, right where the rate of growth of progress
just starts shooting up,
just noticeably accelerates,
mm-hmm.
you know, right vertically almost. So you and I, Ian, we were alive before the internet. We were alive
with
handsets and phones with rotary dialers on them.
Yeah. We've seen this big transition.
And yeah, and so the rate... Civilization and technology, it was still progressing at that time, but it has accelerated so quickly that you and I are going to be able to see the old world and the new. And the people in the new world, they're going to have to adjust to this blinding rate of progress, but they're not going to be able to see what we've seen.
Yeah, that much is true.
Speaking of things that we've seen, I saw Thor Ragnarok last night.
Did you like it?
I liked it, Ian, but it was... Now, I'm not a great...
Are you a Marvel fan?
I'm a Marvel fan,
okay.
Sure. DC is like GoBots as far as
oh,
I'm
really?
Concerned. I work at a place that has
That's a reference the kids of today won't get.
I have a... I work at a place that has a lot of Justice League promotional material up in it.
That's a DC movie, right?
Yeah. It's like the Avengers for DC.
I see.
And I look at that and I just think GoBots to myself.
For you kids out there, GoBots were a not-so-successful rip-off kind of the Transformers, basically. I wonder if they brought them back. Do you think they brought back GoBots?
No, they should. They should make a movie, though. They could make a mint. A parody of Transformers with GoBots. Hollywood, listen up.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I saw a GoBots cartoon. It's probably been 30 years or something like that.
Now, so I don't go to the movies often, and it's tough.
Neither.
It's tough for a movie to impress me. So you
were impressed by it or not?
No. I was. It was not offensive to me, which movies so often are. I'm angry at the movie for convincing me to go see it.
Give me an example of a movie that offended you.
War for the Planet of the Apes. War of the Planet of the Apes.
What was offensive? I did not see it, so what was...
It was just
a bad movie, or...?
It was a very mundane prison concept,
I see.
Basically, of a movie, a concept for a movie. Mm-hmm. It was not an epic war, anything of the kind. It was very predictable. It was like watching television. And a lot of these Marvel movies, are actually kind of like watching TV because they've got such a huge storyline.
Right, they're continuing a storyline over multiple movies,
uh-huh.
right? So it's more episodic kind of,
right.
You beat the villain of the moment, but there's another one coming.
Yeah, and superhero, the genre doesn't really work for me that way.
But yet you went to see this one. Why?
Because of the trailer.
I see.
The trailer was sick. It had Led Zeppelin in it.
Had you seen some great trailers with Led Zeppelin? But had you seen the previous ones? Because this was the third Thor,
wasn't it? I think so. And no, I had not seen either of the previous
Thor. So you were able
Thor
to get
films.
Into it, even though you hadn't seen the other ones.
Yeah, the trailer showed it to be a sort of lighthearted affair. It had some good gags in it. Jeff Goldblum is in it, and I love him. And so the story was, the movie was enjoyable to sit through, and I watched the whole thing, and I didn't get up and leave, like I did with War for the Planet of the Apes. I didn't see
the ending
of it.
You got up and left.
Yeah, I had to.
Wow, that is a sign of a terrible movie, if you actually have paid for a ticket, and you have to walk out because it's that bad.
They did the little things excellently in Thor Ragnarok, but the big stuff, the overarching themes, didn't grab me.
All right, our toll-free number, if you want to join us here. I saw, well, since we're talking pop culture, I saw a cool movie this weekend. I haven't been watching many movies, but this one I've been wanting to see for a little while. It was called Chappie. You heard about that one?
I've heard of it.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've been talking about everything from Bitcoin to popular culture in the form of Hollywood movies. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people like you manage your own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Again, our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about movies. Johnny Ray, you had seen the Thor Ragnarok. You appear to have enjoyed it.
I quite liked it.
Yeah.
But it really, ultimately, my assessment is that for me, it really wasn't worth the price of admission.
Oh, so it was like still, it that much.
It was still good, but I'm just not, I don't love the movies enough to say this will get me to go.
Was it in 3D?
It is available in 3D, but I didn't see it in 3D.
Is it true that the 3D thing has kind of fallen off?
Maybe.
Like, I'd heard that, well, first of all, I've heard that the TV manufacturers just aren't doing it anymore. They're not manufacturing the 3D TVs. They just didn't sell. And then I've also heard that more of the Hollywood directors are going back to 2D.
Okay.
So, like, the Alien movie that came out this year did not have a 3D version, from what I understand. So
I find that when I go to see the few times that I've gone to see 3D movies, when I went to Disney World as a young shaver, I went and I saw Captain EO at Epcot. I guess.
Yeah, and the Michael Jackson thing.
And that was... That film for me realized the 3D dream, and I've never experienced that.
It hasn't been topped. Is what you're saying that level of quality?
Yeah, I was sitting there.
The 80s or early 90s. When was it that you were at Epcot?
It was right in there. It was like 89 or 91 or something. And I was a kid. Maybe my vision was better back then. But I was sitting in a theater, and there was like an asteroid floating right in front of my face.
It was convincing.
Yeah, and then it blew up, and I was like, whoa.
Wow.
But I think I went to see The Hobbit in 3D, and it basically was just there. It just seemed like it was kind of tugging at my eyes a little bit, like there were the film had sort of a weird texture to it, but I didn't have that same immersion.
You know, I've enjoyed for the most part the 3D. Mm-hmm. And I guess it came out back when Avatar came out, which would have been, I think, 2009. So it's not quite a decade, but it's been out there for a while, and a lot of theaters now have it. It's pretty common. It's never really been like a, ooh, that knife is about to hit me in the face. You know, they throw something right at the screen or whatever. But it has always been more like, oh, you can see a level of depth that otherwise wouldn't exist on a 2D screen.
Uh-huh.
That's always kind of been the 3D aspect, at least in my experience of this 3D tech. But I mentioned the movie that I saw this weekend, Chappie, which was directed by Neil Blomkamp, the guy who did District 9.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a robot, a police droid, where in this somewhat near future, in South Africa, which is where it's filmed, they have police droids that, you know, they're droids. They follow orders, right? Like, they don't think for themselves, but one of the main characters is a programmer for the company that makes these droids, and he gets his hands on a decommissioned one that's gotten blown up a couple of times, and he uploads what he believes will be a consciousness program to this thing so it can be its own person, or whatever you want to call it, be its own entity, make its own thoughts and opinions and things like that. And the movie actually has a high level of participation as far as the actors from a music group from South Africa called, I think it's Die Antwoord or something like that.
Die Antwoord.
Anyway, they're ridiculous, and the whole movie is pretty outrageous and ridiculous and fun. But it really addresses, you know, the questions of kind of robots and rights and consciousness, and you know, can a robot have its own feelings and individuality? And it's really good. Like, I really enjoyed it. So if you like the kind of the transcendental robot theme,
transhumanist,
yeah, that's the word I was looking for, then you would want to check this movie out. Plus, it's kind of an action movie with shootings and blowing people up and all that, but it's fun. The accents are pretty heavy, and sometimes they actually have subtitles in the movie, just so you can understand what, like, these gangsters are actually saying. So check it out. Check out Chappie. You can share your thoughts with us here. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We got Fred in Pullman, Michigan, listening on the radio. Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, yeah, I was calling in to give you guys a little news update. Evidently, right, there's a little 12-year-old girl that's going to take the Attorney General of the United States to task on this medical marijuana issue.
Really?
She's trying to get it legalized across the board. And this is one of those little news blips that just disappears, you know, like a fart in a windstorm. Because they don't tell you the truth but once on some of this stuff. But huh. Anyway,
young girl, yeah, sues Jeff Sessions over medical marijuana legalization?
I'm pretty sure it's the Attorney General. She's taking the task.
Alexis Bortel.
I just heard it on the radio today, and it, you know, was one of them. I was kind of half paying attention, but it caught my ear. But what I'm saying is, because I'm a medical marijuana recipient here in Michigan. And,
okay.
Grandpa's greenhouse rocked this year, I'm telling you.
Grandpa's greenhouse what? Say that again.
Rock.
Oh, wait, rock.
It rocked.
All right.
But, yeah, so it's time for all you emailers and Twitter bugs to blow some smoke up Congress's kilt. They need a little heat put on them.
Well, Fred, I hope that something can happen at the national level. That certainly would be nice, because a lot of the excuses that state governments are giving still for opposing legalization, and it happened here in New Hampshire just within the last month or so, a New Hampshire state committee looked at the issue of legalization, and they put it aside, saying they didn't want to do it because the federal government said it's illegal, despite the fact that several states have done it, and, you know, they haven't had their program shut down by the federal government, but nonetheless, they're resting on that as a crutch. If the feds were to actually somehow roll back their policy prohibiting cannabis, that would go a long way to seeing more states, I think, implement legalization programs. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Go ahead.
The feds still got it scheduled higher than heroin and cocaine and such.
It's as high as heroin, yes. Schedule 1 is supposedly the level of schedule that the government gives to a substance that has no accepted medical use, which, of course, is on its face an out-and-out lie. We know that cannabis helps people medicinally, and it has been for you know, hundreds of years. Thanks, Fred. Great call. Appreciate hearing from you. Well, I'll bring up the story here. I actually got the headline from New York Daily News.com. She is a chronically ill girl, and she is going to sue the Attorney General over medical marijuana. We can tell you more about that, and you can share your thoughts as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Whether it be Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, pop culture, perverted politicians. We've talked about all those things here tonight. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio with you. Plus, Johnny Ray, we do have to, at some point, talk about economics in one lesson. We started that back up. We've been doing a chapter every week, well, or so, for a while, and then we just stopped for a few months in a row, and now we need to get back on it. We need to finish this thing, hopefully, maybe by early 2018. I think you said we have, what, like 5 chapters left?
Right.
So even if we did 1 chapter a week, we'd still be cutting it close. Probably wouldn't quite make it by the end of the year, but we're going to try to get to that here tonight. Your calls and thoughts do come first. I do want to let you know about Blink Home Security. It makes it super easy to get your own wireless security system installed. And by install, I mean pop the batteries in and put these things places. You don't have to deal with drilling holes, running wires, or setting up a confusing or complicated DVR system. No, they do it all through this little hub. You plug that in. That's the only wire in the whole system. All the cameras themselves are wireless. They come with the batteries that you need. You get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys might charge you for 1 camera over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get it all set up, all on your smart device, so your smartphone or your tablet, some Wi-Fi-enabled device. device. It's all you need to get these things rolling, and you can do it within minutes. It's super easy. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get your home security or even your office security taken care of.
You could use it as a baby monitor.
You certainly could.
You could guard your cigarettes with it.
You can do whatever you want with it over there. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. And let's go to your calls and thoughts. Carl is in New Jersey on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You're talking about economics. I read in the papers today, but I already knew it from my bank statement. Interest is that interest that these big banks are paying. It went up to 0.4%. Now, let me just explain that to you. That's like ticking up 4 pennies in a parking lot a month on $1,000. So 4 times 12 is 48 cents. Maybe in 3 years you could buy a cup of coffee with that great interest rate.
Yeah, nobody's making anything on bank account interest rates. That's not an investment.
No, then I hear you talking about Bitcoin. Just that guy bought at a dollar, a Bitcoin now worth all that money now?
Yeah.
Boy, I wish I got it on that, huh?
We all wish that we'd had that kind of foresight. But the thing is, you can't beat yourself up over not having figured it out then, because we've figured it out now, even though it's taken, this many years, and Bitcoin's now $10,000, or almost, probably, by the end of tomorrow, it's going to be $10,000. Maybe even tonight, at this rate, it could be $10,000 per Bitcoin. But that can still be the early end of these things. I mean, if you think about on the scale of money, right? Like, how long have human beings recognized gold and silver as something of value, some sort of as a medium of exchange between people?
A long time.
Thousands of years, right?
Yeah, and then when did platinum come into the picture?
I don't know when people started to value platinum, but at some point it was a long time ago. It was, when you look at Bitcoin, it's been around for less than a decade at this point. And it only has, all things told, $150 billion market cap, meaning the entire value of every Bitcoin in existence globally is $150 billion. I'm rounding there. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it's somewhere around that. That, by the way, is up 10 times over what it was a year ago. So a year ago, it was like $15 billion. So now it's over $150 billion. What's it going to look like a year from now? Now, again, it could fail between now and then, but it seems like the more people start to adopt it, the less likely the thing is to absolutely fail. But my point generally is 9 years is not a long time in the scheme of money, as far as like paper instruments, checks, things that have been around for, credit cards have been around for decades. Hard money, the form of gold and silver, that's been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. These are things that have had a long history that you can sort of understand where they've come from and how they've gotten to where they are. Bitcoin, we're still writing the history books on that. I mean, we're in the early, early phase. And if you think about it, from how many people don't know what Bitcoin is, maybe they've heard about it, but they don't really understand it. They've not purchased any. Bitcoin is very, very small adoption rate as far as the amount of people in the world that have it. When that starts to grow even more, the sky's the limit with this thing. Because remember, one Bitcoin, you can break it down by 8 decimal points. So there's a lot of fractions of a Bitcoin that you can have. And so even if a Bitcoin were to become $1 million per Bitcoin, you can still spend $20 worth of it. You can still buy $20 worth of it. It'll just be, 0.0001 or whatever that amount is at that point. So we got a long ways to go. 10,000. We might be looking back in another year or a few years from now, and everybody's going to be saying, oh, man, remember when Bitcoin was 10,000? We should have bought some then, because now it's 100,000 or, 500,000 per Bitcoin.
Right.
Or it could fail completely. Who knows?
Yeah. Thanks.
Anything's
thanks
possible.
For letting me get my
of course, Carl.
Down.
Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate
it. Thanks.
We will. And we did. Thank you. I can't speak for you, Johnny Ray. Did you have a great Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did.
All right. Excellent. Sylvia is in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sylvia.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. What's up?
All right. I just wanted to call in and piggyback off of the last caller was saying and basically what you guys were saying about, my question would be, like, do you guys think Bitcoin could ever be fixed? Because I'm trying to find, like, a winning horse over here.
Mm.
And I don't think, like, my thinking is, like, with Dash, like, I personally think that Dash could be like a really strong competitor, because the way that they're modeled, like you can go on their website and you can see roadmaps and they have dates, and you know they act more like a business more than my SC Bitcoin acting. And same thing with Bitcoin Cash. Like, I think the only thing that has going for that is just the name. But if Bitcoin can be fixed, then do you think it could be? And do you think we can ever go back to having low fees? And
that's an excellent question. So for listeners unfamiliar, as you mentioned earlier, Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency. And so it's got a real momentum behind it because it was first. And it took a while for the first competitor to come out. Now there's 1,000-plus competitors out there. So there certainly are a lot of different cryptocurrencies that would love to unseat Bitcoin. And many of them are technically better from a technical perspective than Bitcoin is, but Bitcoin's got that momentum. It's got that first mover advantage. It's got the network effect. It's got the installed user base. It's got the businesses that are accepting it, and none of the other ones even come close. So, of course, we all want to see Bitcoin get fixed. I'd love to see Bitcoin all of a sudden, you know, next week or tomorrow or next month or whenever, as soon as it could be done, go back to being like the old Bitcoin was, back when you could spend it for under 2 cents per transaction, back when the transactions only took 10 minutes maximum to confirm. And that's what you were saying when you wanted to fix it, right? You want to make it so it's like that again.
Yeah, because like I see Dash already doing that, and they already have plans of like integrating merchants and stuff like that, which Bitcoin is already doing, but at a cheaper, you know, fee. And I just feel like if Bitcoin is going to stay this way, then might as well go with Dash. But then we have Bitcoin Cash coming in, but I don't see anything in their website about roadmaps or what they have plans. It's just like, as a business standpoint, I feel like Dash is more agile. They're more innovative. They're here to please the consumer, unlike the other two cryptos. But then if they fix, like, let's just say Bitcoin gets fixed, then, I mean, are we all going to jump back onto Bitcoin? You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to pick a winner. I don't know.
I don't know how anybody can pick a winner, given that there's so much competition. You know, it's hard to say. Dash looks good. Dash is doing well. It's number 6 on the charts. It was number 5, but it got pushed down because Bitcoin Gold is now on the charts. If you go to CoinMarketCap, you can see that there. Bitcoin Gold is now at number 5, which is another one of these forks of Bitcoin. So now in the top 5, you have 3 things that are calling themselves Bitcoin. And then there's Ripple, which in Ethereum. Those are the other two in the top 5. But Dash seems to be the best positioned as far as a merchant-level, retail-use cryptocurrency. What would it take for Bitcoin to fix itself? It would take a team of programmers who have an interest in seeing Bitcoin get fixed. And many of these programmers, from what I have seen, and if you want to continue, Sylvia, you're open to hang on, but many of these programmers, they don't seem to be interested in fixing Bitcoin. They seem to like it with the high fees, which I think is crazy.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
To join us here, the number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And also, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over on our forum at forum.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to interact with not only listeners of the show, but some of the hosts. I don't think you're over there, are you, Johnny Ray? You're not on the forums.
No.
But most of them are, except for Johnny Ray. He's just too antisocial.
I'm too cool.
But it's free, so you can go and check that out. And I believe, actually, our caller on the line is one of our forum participants, Sylvia in Orlando. Sylvia, welcome back to the show. You were talking with us, and by the way, it's forum.freetalklive.com. You were talking with us about the cryptocurrency world and the question of, can Bitcoin be fixed? Because even though you look at the price of Bitcoin and it's just shooting up, I mean, record highs just tonight alone of over $9,600 per Bitcoin, we could be during the overnight hours passing $10,000 per Bitcoin. It's an amazing success story if you just look at the price. But if you look at the fact that the transactions are becoming more expensive, the fees are to the point of ridiculous, $5 fees to send Bitcoin, whereas it used to be like 2 cents just a couple of years ago. Your question was, can the Bitcoin Core team fix Bitcoin to be a useful, you know, cash, basically, to be digital cash, to make it so it's competitive with something like Dash, where you might pay no more than 3 cents or something for a transaction? And of course, Dash is planning on doing an update at some point here where they're going to lower their transaction fees to like a third of a cent. So that's what you were asking about, and it's because you want to have some idea of, you know, what's going to win out there. Bitcoin's already the winner from a price perspective, but you can't go out and buy a cup of coffee with it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's correct.
Right. And so the answer is, it would have to be in my opinion, it would have to be a sea change behind the scenes of Bitcoin. Because as we mentioned earlier in the show tonight, there's a theory out there that has some evidence, I think, to back it up. I was looking at a chart that somebody claims is true. I don't know if it's actually true, because it would probably require some level of research to verify. But the claim is that this company called Blockstream is paying a good portion, maybe a majority, of the Bitcoin Core programmers. So even though Bitcoin is this decentralized project, supposedly, there's, you know, supposedly like 100 programmers or whatever from around the world who are volunteering their time to work on upgrading and changing Bitcoin over time. This company Blockstream got like $100 billion from some big bank and then started pouring that money on these Bitcoin programmers. They ended up somehow kicking Gavin Andreessen out, who was the original sort of number two to Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi, the original creator of Bitcoin, the anonymous creator who since has disappeared, handed over sort of the keys of the kingdom, if you will, to Gavin Andreessen back when Satoshi left. And they managed to somehow oust Gavin from the Bitcoin Core team, so he's gone. And Gavin has been a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. He's a libertarian. He's a, you know, an anarcho-capitalist kind of guy. He believes in you know, Austrian economics and that kind of thing. He's gone. And so now you got people like this guy called Luke Dash Jr., and he's saying things like this on Twitter. Here's one of the quotes from him recently. Quote, "Taxation is not theft in the first place. Even if there's no vote at all, you still have a moral obligation to pay just taxes." So, now, not every Bitcoin Core programmer necessarily agrees with Luke Jr., but this is one of the more prominent, or Luke Dash Jr., whatever the heck his name is, this is one of the more prominent guys on the programming team, and this guy is a statist. I mean, clearly he believes in the government. He believes in the government's ability to tax and thinks that it's moral for the government to tax you. In my opinion, this is a very different perspective than the sort of anarchist, libertarian leanings of Satoshi Nakamoto and some of the original founders, the original programmers of Bitcoin. So I think that when you have... When you plant bad seeds, right, you're going to get bad things. When you you reap what you sow, and in this case, you've got programmers who don't understand economics who are now programming Bitcoin. And I don't think that anything good's going to come out of that, Sylvia. So it's hard for me to have any real hope that Bitcoin is going to be fixed when you've got programmers like this Luke Dash Jr. character speaking in favor of the state, speaking in favor of the government, admitting that they don't even use Bitcoin, that they want Bitcoin to be this store of value that's very expensive. I'm not saying Luke said this, but I saw another one of the Bitcoin Core supporters talking about how it's not intended to be used by people in poor countries. Which, of course, it was originally intended for and was originally used in places like Africa because people could get around the government, the terrible government money, and they could use Bitcoin, but now they can't because to send Bitcoin is going to cost them a week's pay. And so I think there's some real fundamental issues that Bitcoin is facing, and without a complete change of the programmers behind it, I don't think you're going to see a fix. Johnny Ray, do you think there's a chance here?
I think that to fix Bitcoin, it will be something like, it will either be Bitcoin Cash or something like it.
Well, you could argue Bitcoin Cash is already fixed because Bitcoin Cash is more true to the Satoshi Nakamoto original vision than the big Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core.
That's how I'm personally proceeding, is as though Bitcoin Cash is the answer and it is the fix.
So do you still hold Bitcoin?
Yes, I do.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But now, can't somebody, the core developers have access to the Satoshi client, and they're the ones who can...
The Bitcoin core client, the full node?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and that is just for reasons of prestige that that carries a lot of weight, but couldn't somebody come out of left field with something... another implementation of Bitcoin that could fork off of it? I think it will be a fork of Bitcoin. And what I like about forks is that if you've got skin in the Bitcoin game, then you can take advantage of a fork.
Sure.
Yeah. And so if that succeeds, then you're already in it. But couldn't somebody come out of left field who's not a core developer and bring something to the table that the users and the miners all love? And that would be the new Bitcoin? Does it have to be? Does the core development team, do they have to be the ones to fix it?
So What you're describing is, again, a proposed fork, right? So if for listeners that are unfamiliar, when Bitcoin forks, there's two types. There's a soft fork and a hard fork. The soft fork, when that happens, everything that the old software prior to the soft fork is still compatible, whereas the hard fork, the software prior to the hard fork is no longer compatible from the hard fork forward. And so they would have to hard fork Bitcoin into the Bitcoin that they want it to be. And then if it is popular enough, the miners and such would follow. So that was the plan originally with this thing that was called SegWit2x, was they had this plan to increase the block size to 2 megabytes from 1, which would double the capacity of the Bitcoin network for transactions. And they believed they had a lot of support, but then at the last minute, or a week before their planned time to fork Bitcoin, they canceled. They bailed out. They didn't actually believe they had enough support to do it.
It was part of a compromise between two parties. One party wanted segregated witness. The other party wanted to double the block size or more, but they would be satisfied with a doubling for the time being. And the segregated witness was implemented.
Correct. As part one, they got what they wanted.
But before the official total, whole shooting match with SegWit and the 2X features, before that was implemented, the folks who really wanted the 2X said, no, we don't want this. We've already got Bitcoin Cash, and we're just going to go with that.
Yeah, I don't know what their reasons for canceling were, but they did cancel their plan. So in theory, Johnny Ray, what you're talking about could happen, but it hasn't yet. Bitcoin Cash is out. It was the first fork of Bitcoin. It is the number three crypto right now. It already has lower fees, and I agree with you. It did a better job than what the SegWit2x thing was going to do, so I was really happy to see the SegWit2x thing not move forward. But ultimately, Sylvia, I don't know if that helps you very much. I'm pessimistic, let's just say that, about the future of Bitcoin being fixed.
Yeah, I mean, it brings me to another question. I think what I'm asking myself is, like, if Bitcoin Cash isn't integrating as much as Dash is right now, I mean, in the near future, I think Dash will come up on top because they're already doing things before Bitcoin Cash. And if we're already losing hope on Bitcoin, then I feel like I might just go all in with Dash.
I would never go all in on anything. Now, I'm not an investor or anything like that, but I do know that one of the basics of investing is you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. If you go all in on Dash and then it tanks, you're all done at that point. Thank you, Sylvia, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know which one's going to win, and neither does anybody else. So it's always good to have your money in a few different places at least. We're coming up Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.